Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. Iowa State University's annual survey shows the first statewide decline in cash rental rates for farmland since 2019. Rental rates went up 9% in 2023 and were stable last year. Ann Johans, a program specialist with ISU Extension, says the average drop this year is $8 per acre.
I think it was probably what we were kind of expecting to see for 2025's rent.
The survey does not seek information about cash rental rates for individual farms. Farm operators, landowners, realtors, and professional farm managers are asked instead about cash rental rates for cropland in their counties. Cash rental rates for corn and soybean fields dropped in 68 out of Iowa's 99 counties.
Almost all reporting districts were down slightly, except for the southeast corner of the state, it kind of hovered around $250 an acre the last few years, and it was up.
In District 1, where Plymouth and Woodbury counties are located, cash rental rates fell from $304 per acre to $288 per acre. The biggest decrease was in South Central Iowa, where rental rates for cropland fell nearly 7%. The statewide average for rental price per acre for rented farm ground was $271 this year. Landowners rent nearly 6 out of every 10 acres of cropland in Iowa. A coalition of over 100 ag groups is expressing concern about a soon-to-be-released federal report on how chemicals and other factors may be contributing to rising levels of childhood diseases. The Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA, report will come from the agency led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who said Tuesday there's not a word in the draft he's seen that would worry the American farmer. Scott Henry of Nevada, a fourth-generation Iowa farmer, suggests that's hard to believe because Kennedy has compared farmers in the past to terrorists. Last year, as a presidential candidate, Kennedy said toxic chemicals like glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, are contaminating the U.S. food supply. Henry says the impact of anti-agricultural activists like Kennedy could be severe if farmers are no longer allowed to use Roundup to control weeds.
The biggest thing that I want to make clear today is that if the MAHA Commission's report drives future policy decisions, prices will go up, and instead of making America healthy again, we'll be making America hungry again.
Modern Ag Alliance Executive Director Elizabeth Burns Thompson says while the report has not been issued yet, the ag community wants to get their concerns about Kennedy on the record now.
Frankly, what he's talked about, not only through the campaign trail, but also his time as secretary, continuing to draw attention and speculation around pesticides broadly.
In 2020, Kennedy said the company that makes Roundup is the enemy of every admirable American value. On Tuesday, during a U.S. Senate hearing, Kennedy said the Trump administration will not do anything that would put farmers out of business. The Make America Healthy Again report is due to be released tomorrow. This week, Governor Kim Reynolds launched a new statewide solutions fund. The fund extends the successful child care assistance pilot program that supports child care workers and introduces a continuum of care grant to encourage preschool and child care partnerships to provide a full day of care for four-year-olds. The University of Iowa is debating whether to renew its lease on the McBride Nature Recreation Area. It hosts thousands of students each year for wildlife camps, research projects, and educational opportunities. A special university committee estimates it would cost nearly $15 million to make upgrades to cell phone service and repave the roads. The report was submitted to University President Barbara Wilson, but the university has not said when a decision may be made. And that's a look at KLEM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.